This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
And you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free here to join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
We've been talking about the Libertarian Party's national convention. It's sort of dominated the conversations throughout the weekend. We've got a live show on Saturday and Sunday and all week long as well. We're live 7 days a week here from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. And that may or may not be true on your local radio station, but either way, we're here live.
It's true at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, that's certainly true. So you're welcome to join us on a post-mortem of the long-since-dead Libertarian Party that arguably died before they, sometime around the time they elected Bob Barr as their presidential nominee, who, of course, is a former Republican, who, by the way, has rejoined the Republican Party. That might be a little clue that this person is, in point of fact, not in any way, shape, or form dedicated to the libertarians or the movement. But nonetheless, we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go back.
These are marriages of convenience, right? I mean, I think everybody figured that that's what was going to happen.
I don't know who everybody is. There were people who nominated that person as though they thought he were a libertarian or that he would represent the Libertarian Party, and then he ends up walking away and joining the Republican Party. So clearly he hadn't really changed his views on much of anything. But let's go back to the calls and thoughts. We go first to Joe, listening in California. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Wanted to congratulate Daryl. The boy come a long ways.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Daryl, you're talking about Daryl W. Perry, who's a host of Free Talk Live. He ran for the Libertarian Party's nomination up against some people who are not libertarians, and sadly, the Libertarian Party did not choose him because, well, it's full of people who are not libertarians. But, you know, nonetheless, a valiant effort, and he did try his best to get the ideas of true ideas of freedom out to whoever it would be that would listen.
Yes, and, you know, he come out as an unknown, and he advanced so far. He really needs a lot of credit for doing that, especially getting the financial support.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah, he managed to fundraise with, you know, and he's only accepting cryptocurrencies to do it, and that's
a challenge.
Yeah, it's a heck of a challenge he set out for himself. Yeah, I agree with you.
Joe, anything else you want to share, or just accolades for Daryl tonight?
Just accolades. You know,
right,
it's bad for him, but he did an awesome job.
Very good. Thanks for the call, Joe. I appreciate it. Let's go to David on the line on Skype. David, you're on Free Talk Live calling from Keene, New Hampshire.
Hello.
Hey, David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say, well, Daryl's reason for running for president was pretty pure as far as I could tell. So that brings me to my question of why Gary Johnson. I mean, Daryl's full well aware and honest about he's not going to wind up being president. I'm pretty sure Gary Johnson knows he isn't going to. So, I mean, why? What is Gary Johnson's motive? It seems to be, to me, a rather stark contrast to the pure motive that Dal had, and I don't care for the fact that he's like coming in with this just adulterating, corrupting influence, and that's it.
You ask an interesting question, David. What is the motivation of someone like Gary Johnson or William Weld, these former Republican governors who are throwing in their hat for the libertarian nod? I mean, it's not like Gary Johnson came out ahead last time. He's $1 million in debt because of his previous campaign.
That might have been mostly from the Republican side of his campaign, though, right?
That would be a campaign finance question that's beyond me. I don't know if you can have the same campaign financing for a Republican campaign as you can for a different political party. That's a very good question, too. But it's not like he came out ahead financially because he ran for the Libertarian Party. And it's not like he's going to, like you said, David, he's not going to gain any power politically because he's not likely to win. Maybe, you know, I think for people like him, it's some sort of grasp at some kind of relevancy.
Let's examine what he said. What he said is he wants to achieve that 5%. He wants to bring libertarianism. He believes that he can mainstream libertarianism to the point that the Libertarian Party gets that money from the FEC. Where does it come from? I don't know. Some kind of matching.
The federal government. But this has been an issue that has divided the Libertarian Party for as long as I can remember.
Indeed.
I remember back when Harry Brown was running, he would specify that even if he did qualify for the 5%, for the campaign finance money, that he would not have accepted it because he's a libertarian and he would not want other people who do not necessarily support him, like Republicans or Democrats or Green Party or whatever, to be forced to fund his campaign, which is essentially what you're doing if you take the matching money. You're forcing other people, other taxpayers, to fund a political message that they may not necessarily agree with. So the fact that there are some people who call themselves libertarians who support taking that, again, I call into question their libertarianism.
Well, Gary Johnson got more votes than Harry Brown did. You know, I'm not besmirching Harry Brown by any stretch of the imagination.
David, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
But I can see why people in the party might say to themselves, hey, this pure libertarian message thing is not working in what we're trying to achieve. So they're going with something that's working.
You forget. There are different people trying to achieve different things. So some people in the Libertarian Party are trying to achieve spreading the ideas of liberty. It was the Libertarian Party and the principles of liberty that got me interested. It was the Harry Brown campaign. He led a principled campaign that really well explained, well communicated the ideas of liberty to the average person. That's what brought me into this party. There are others who say, well, we don't have to really explain the ideas of liberty. We can just talk about marijuana decriminalization and cutting the government and lower taxes and small government, not actual principled ideas of getting rid of aggression, getting, you know, the violence, the initiatory violence of the state out of our lives. No, they want to water down the message so they can get more votes. But for what purpose? To get some money for another political campaign where they're just trying to pander to more people and just trying to get votes? You're not going to sneak the ideas of liberty in behind the American people's back. You've got to explain what this stuff means if you want people to truly embrace it, because they're going to be offended if you try to sneak it in. You tell lies to end up getting elected. If indeed you really believe in the ideas of liberty and you purposefully water down your message in order to get votes, which I don't think is the case with Gary Johnson. I think he doesn't believe in the ideas of liberty, and so he's representing his beliefs, which are more Republican than they are libertarian. So, no, there are different people within the party who have different goals, and this has always been a split within the Libertarian Party as well, Mark. There's always been the argument over whether or not they should sacrifice their principle for votes. And obviously the people who agree with you, who agree with sacrificing the principle, have won the day yet again.
I don't know why I'm
getting put principle on the altar. You support people like Gary Johnson for president for the Libertarian Party. You argue for watering down the message to bring people into the party in the hopes that they'll find more libertarianism.
No, that's Gary's method. I think that there's a good argument for what you propose, which is to keep a steady, principled message.
I think there's a good argument, but that's not what you support. You support this big tent thing. Bring in all the Republicans. Hey, you Republicans who don't like Donald Trump, you got a pulse? You're good enough. Come on into the Libertarian Party. We've got the party apparatus all set up for you. You can just walk right into our convention. You can sign the statement. Yeah, I know. It says you don't support or advocate the initiation of force for cheap political or social goals, but no one really cares about that. It's not like we're going to hold you to your statement. So go ahead, sign that statement. We'll let you in, and you can elect all your Republican buddies to the party offices.
That's some nice bit of filibustering. What I believe is that the ideas of liberty party should be a big tent, so we can bring people in one issue at a time so that they can pop the rivets on their status.
So you're saying you don't think the party should be a big tent?
I think the party needs to do whatever the party thinks is best.
That's a political answer. 855-450-FREE, because you know the party's been infiltrated by Republicans.
You haven't even got up out of your chair to do anything about the Libertarian Party. I don't know why you care.
What are you talking about, sir? I was at the Libertarian Party convention this year. Were you?
Where? The state Libertarian?
That's right.
I'm a Republican, son.
Exactly. So that's why you're advocating for all this, because you want the Republicans to take over.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-9372. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-9372. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-9372. That's 1-800-945-9372.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Still to come, the SALT fines that may be coming to restaurants in New York City. The city's now been authorized to start issuing fines for salty foods. We'll tell you more about that when we get the chance. We're continuing to do a post-mortem of the Libertarian Party. Now, there have been a lot of debates within the Libertarian Party for years over some of the things we've been discussing here tonight, like whether or not the party should be open as this big tent and just let anybody in who claims to be a libertarian and let them run for political office, heck, even nominate them for the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination, which is what they just did. They nominated two former Republican governors for the presidential and vice presidential seats, Gary Johnson and William Weld. There's also been a debate in the party whether or not they should call themselves the Libertarian Party. Now, the debate has always been over whether they should call it, like, the Liberty Party or something else. Given that the term libertarian for many people is confusing or it wasn't well known a decade ago, this has been something they've been arguing about within the party.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time.
Libertarian's a word that in the past has had some people have had difficulty understanding the difference between it and liberal.
Maybe they should propose another change to the name. Maybe they should make it the Republican Party or something like that.
There was a Boston Tea Party a couple of years ago. Remember that split?
Yeah. That split from the Libertarians, you mean?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Tom Knapp and Gerald W. Perry were involved in the Boston Tea Party thing. It never really went anywhere.
Nope.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to your calls. But first, you need to know, and these Republicans coming into the Libertarian Party, somebody should put a book in their hand so they can learn something before they start opening their mouths. Of course, you know, that presumes they're actually interested in being libertarian instead of just infiltrating and taking over the party for the Republicans. But a book like The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose. There's a root cause of most of society's ills, and it's neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition. An unquestioned assumption, which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. If people were to recognize this one belief for what it is, an utterly irrational, self-contradictory, and horribly destructive myth, most of the violence, oppression, and injustice in the world would cease. But that'll happen only when people dare to honestly and objectively re-examine their belief systems. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes that myth for what it is, showing how nearly everyone is the result of one particular unquestioned assumption is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. If you imagine yourself to be a compassionate, peace-loving, civilized human being, you must read this book. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com. As we go to Tim, he's in Wyoming, listening online via TuneIn. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate
yes, sir.
It. I'm glad that I was able to get through this time. Now, I was wondering now, you guys, I know you like Daryl. Daryl's fine. I think he's principled and everything. But now, here's a question I have as far as other principled individuals who may have once been Republicans, Democrats, Green Party, who knows, and then they decided to call themselves libertarians or have become, for all intents and purposes, as libertarian as they possibly could become. And that one person, the person I'm thinking of, one particular person, is Jesse Ventura. He considers himself to be a libertarian. Other people consider him to be a libertarian. He believes in the non-aggression principle.
I don't know if he does.
Well, he said if he had decided to throw his hat into the ring, so to speak, to become a libertarian, to become a candidate, he was saying that he would tell people how he wanted to bring everybody home from the other, from every country. I mean, all the soldiers and, mm-hmm. and of course all the support personnel as well. Because, and actually, what would those people do when they got here? What kind of jobs would they have? What kind of industry do we have to support those people when they come back? Basically nothing, but I mean, unless they were manufacturing ammunition, right? Okay, well, we already do, but that's
which you wouldn't need as much because there wouldn't be as many soldiers.
Right, they wouldn't have to be using it over, in other countries and sticking our nose in bullets in their business, but shedding their blood for no reason whatsoever. But the thing is, I believe he's a principled individual, and I don't know why he didn't decide to, as I say, throw his hat into the ring because of his principles. And he was a Republican.
His principles?
Well, he believes in non-aggression. I mean, he believes.
Where's the evidence for that?
Well, the evidence is in what he says.
Okay, I would love to have you point to a conversation, some sort of evidence. You can send me an email at ian@freetalklive.com where Jesse Ventura talks about the non-aggression principle, talks about rejecting the use of aggressive force to achieve his...
Yes, he did it on Alex Jones. He did it when he was interviewed on Alex Jones. And he's done it several times on that show, but... What I'm saying is
that's interesting. It's the first I've ever heard of that, because when Jesse Ventura ran for, and again, people can change. Maybe he's a different guy than he was when he ran for political office. But, you know, right. He was the governor of the state of Minnesota for a couple of years or whatever,
right.
4 years or however long it was.
It's been like 20 years ago, though.
He wasn't really a libertarian at all.
Well, he was more, I think the state was more solvent at the time when he was in office than it had been before.
That doesn't mean he's a libertarian.
Well, it means that the state was, you know, that there were lower taxes. I think he lowered taxes in the state.
Okay, I don't know if that's true.
I don't know all of his history in Minnesota, but, I mean, the thing is,
he's never held up by the libertarians as an example of who's libertarian. There's libertarian organizations like the Advocates for Self-Government that have lists of Hollywood celebrities who self-identify as libertarian, for instance, just identifying as libertarian. I don't know if Ventura does that, let alone whether or not he adheres to the non-aggression principle. I don't, like I said, I'd love to see the evidence for it. You can email it to me, Tim. I'd love to see that. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think libertarians had hopes for Ventura. They probably voted for him. A lot of them did in Minnesota because he seemed very different from the Republicans and Democrats. But ultimately, he never really did anything that made any kind of waves within the libertarian movement
when he was
governor.
Ventura won the governorship of what was it, Minnesota?
I mean, did he pardon some nonviolent drug offenders while he was there?
He's not. The caller wasn't claiming that Ventura was a libertarian when he was governor of Minnesota 20 years ago. He's claiming that he claims to be it now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're asking for evidence, and that's a completely valid thing to do, but to sort of pick apart his governorship is sort of irrelevant.
He brought it up, so I'm
looking at your beliefs 20 years ago.
I agree with you. People can change. There's no doubt about that. That's why I was asking for evidence. But he was also claiming that he believed he was libertarian. I think you misunderstood the call, that he was libertarian while he ran and cited the state budget or whatever as an example.
It got lower.
I don't know if that's true. Did you check that claim?
Oh, no, I'm not checking the claim. Right. That's what his claim is.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true. Toll-free number is 855-450-3.
And by the way, the governor, I imagine, doesn't make the budget. Likely the legislature does there, too.
That's probably true. He may or may not have to sign off on it. Usually governors have to do that kind of thing, but that's about it. So you can bring up anything that's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. More on your thoughts. Got another comment here from somebody on Facebook, which is worth, I think, sharing on what their thoughts are. As a longtime libertarian, this person commenting on Facebook was even a party chairman of the Libertarian Party of one of the states. We'll get his comments. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us here on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue the eulogy for the Libertarian Party, many people calling in, sharing their thoughts on the absolutely pathetic showing this weekend where libertarians, I'm putting quotes around that, libertarians nominated two former Republican governors for their Libertarian presidential and vice presidential nomination. In other debate-related news, because there was a great Libertarian debate on Saturday night, if only an actual Libertarian had been nominated, like our friend and co-host Daryl W. Perry. Sadly, he did not win. But there are other debate challenges out there, including one for Bernie Sanders, who has come to represent the new socialist movement in America. It gives us an incredible opportunity, those of us who are voluntarists and libertarians, to address his supporters in a rational, courteous, and dignified way. And thankfully, Roger Veer's on the side of freedom, and he's laid out an incredible challenge. Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie gets to choose the objective moderator. And to sweeten the deal, Roger Veer, Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of the 3-hour debate, in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice. That's $50,000 worth of Bitcoin each. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com. That's bernie.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, first up, it's Andrew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, guys. It's good to join you again. It's been a while.
Welcome.
Thank you. My thoughts are, why didn't, I know it's easy to be kind of an armchair quarterback, but I really would have liked to see some candidates attack Gary Johnson for a few different reasons, but to persuade or dissuade Republicans from running, you know, to make it such a disincentive that if you run as a Republican, Republican in the Libertarian Party, you will be attacked, and it will make it so difficult for you to retain credibility. I'm just wondering why that didn't happen.
As I understand, I saw some video of a guy who was basically freaking out in the hallway, where, you know, he was saying all kinds of things about Gary Johnson and that sort of thing. And he was basically claiming, and, you know, it seemed like his claim might be legit, that the Libertarian Party wasn't letting him speak. He wanted to speak about the nominee, or I don't know if it was before or after Gary Johnson got voted in. I don't know what the timeline was, but basically saying, you know, he wanted to give his opinion. Perhaps the party was not wanting to see a whole lot of dissent for the candidate that was likely to make it. And, you know, all the evidence was that he was going to do it. First, it was, I think it was a presumption. Then after the first vote, he got 49.5%, making him 0.6% shy of a nomination in the first go-round. And then by the second go-round, he had it. So I get where you're coming from. I'm just saying that maybe he didn't have a chance.
I mean, Daryl did a great job, but I didn't see many of the candidates, even the ones I resonated with, attacking Gary Johnson, who was the presumptive nominee, and I just would have liked to see more of that.
Well, you know, this is always a question that people who are running political campaigns have to wrestle with, is do you focus on you and why you're the best choice for whatever, whoever it is that's voting, and I'm not just talking about libertarians, I'm talking about just political campaigns in general, or do you focus on attacking the other person, trying to bring them down? I tend to appreciate the positive road. I mean, to try to rise above the mudslinging that is so typical with politics. But, you know, I don't think it's necessarily out of the realm of possibility to point out some things that this other person has said, especially if it's relevant to a discussion. And I didn't see every moment of the debate. Did you watch the whole thing?
I've only seen bits and pieces.
Okay, so maybe it did happen. You know, it's possible that someone brought up something somebody else did. But I also noticed there wasn't a lot, at least the portions I saw, there wasn't really a lot of back and forth. It was one of those debates where each candidate gets 30 seconds and they're all done in a specific order. So candidate A, B, C, D, E. And then, you know, if they want to, they could respond within their 30 seconds. But 30 seconds isn't really a whole lot of time to give your own position and also take apart somebody else's. So you're limited in the amount of things you can say. So then again, that question is, do you talk about yourself and your positions, or do you attack the other person?
Or do you just take a little time to rap, like Dr. Mark Feldman did? Did you get to see that, Ian?
I missed that part.
That's the thing you've got to see.
I saw was Austin Peterson's attack of Gary Johnson with regards to the cake argument. That occurred at the debate that Penn Jillette hosted, or monitored.
The cake? So, can you recap that?
Gary Johnson believes that if you were a gay, I'm not quite sure what the argument is, but if you were, you know, if you had objections to baking a cake for someone who is, you know, religiously like gay or something like that, that, you know, you'd be obligated, if you were a baker, you'd be obligated to bake that cake. And Austin Peterson attacked Gary Johnson philosophically based on that premise.
Andrew, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Sean. He's in Texas. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about SaveItPurse.com.
SaveItPurse.com, yes. A site that allows people to save 15, 20, 30%, somewhere in that range, usually on Amazon purchases when they pay with Bitcoin. Go ahead.
Yeah, I understand I mean, the savings and everything. But the real question is, what motivates the seller, that person who buys your product for you and ship it to you?
Great question. Why would somebody? Another way to ask the question is, why would someone pay 20% over the cost of Bitcoin in order to get Bitcoin? Because there are cheaper ways to buy Bitcoin. So why would someone do that? Go ahead.
My theory on that is that they're using people using stolen credit cards.
No, there's a lot of fraud checks in place at SaveItPurse.com. Obviously, yeah. SaveItPurse doesn't want to have people get something and have the police show up at their door a few weeks later and demand the product back.
On their FAQ, you can look at their rebuttal to that because this isn't the first time somebody speculated that might be the case.
It's a good speculation, a fair speculation, but they actually talk about the Amazon Mechanical Turk program as one of the major sources of the buyers there.
So also, people who just want anonymous Bitcoin.
So we need to explain what that means, though. The Mechanical Turk program is a way that Amazon pays people to do repetitive data entry tasks. So a lot of the folks that are Mechanical Turk workers don't live in the United States because most people won't accept the amount of money that Amazon is willing to pay, which is really not very much, to do this kind of work. And so these people get paid for this labor in Amazon store credit, basically. They get Amazon credit. And so basically you've got these people who are working for Amazon getting paid in the company money, and they would rather have not buy things on Amazon. They want to buy something off of Amazon, so they want to get take those Amazon credits and turn them into something else that's more valuable internationally, and that's Bitcoin. So what they'll do is they'll go to SaveItPurse.com and then they'll pay 20% over the cost of Bitcoin in order to get Bitcoin by using their Amazon credit to buy you the things on Amazon. So apparently there are a lot of people who do that with SaveItPurse, but there's also people who just they want to order Bitcoin with a credit card, and there aren't a lot of services that allow you to do that, and that's another way that that SaveItPurse works. Make sense?
So basically the SaveItPurse is people in other countries trying to get Bitcoin. They seek it out and pay 20% more.
Yeah, so when you're buying Bitcoin through SaveItPurse.com, you're paying 20, 30%, 15% over the cost of Bitcoin. So there has to be reasons to motivate someone to do that, whereas instead of like going to a Bitcoin exchange and hooking up your bank account to the exchange, you can get it at 1% over the cost of Bitcoin. So those are the people who don't have other options to get Bitcoin, like the Amazon Mechanical Turk workers. And I'm being told, actually, that a Mechanical Turk is actually not Amazon paying. It's a market that anyone can use to pay people to do certain tasks. So I hope that helps, Sean. Thanks. Oh, if you got another question, stand by. We'll bring it back here. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and it's the live Sunday edition of the program with you in studio. Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the website. You get to control the content. What's there on the front page was put there by listeners like you. And you can vote it up or vote it down, depending on whether you like or dislike what you see. You can submit things you want to as well, all for free, over at freetalklive.com. And we were talking with Sean in Texas about saveitpurse.com, which we haven't talked about on the show for a little while, but it's still going. So if you want to go and save 20% on things at Amazon, you have to have Bitcoin in order to get these incredible discounts from saveitpurse.com. But it works, and it works pretty darn well. Every now and then there'll be an item that somebody will order, and then for some reason it cancels and it sort of bounces back, and then you have to put it up again for a reorder. So it's not a perfect thing. If you have to have something instantly, then use Purse Instant. You can save 5% by doing it the instant method. But personally, I don't mind waiting. Most of the things I buy on Amazon, I don't need urgently. That's why I'm buying them on Amazon. If I need something urgently, I'll probably physically go to the store and get it in real life.
Sometimes you have to.
So if I'm willing to wait, I'll put in 20 or 30% or something like
sometimes,
that.
Sometimes, and is it, you know, is 20 or 30% worth planning ahead? I think it is.
Damn right it is. Let's go back to Sean in Texas, because Sean's curious as to how this exactly works. Why would someone pay 30% or 20% more than the cost of a Bitcoin to get Bitcoin? And we kind of tried to explain some of the reasons why. Obviously, each individual has their own motivations as to why they would use Save It Purse to acquire Bitcoin. But some of them are definitely Mechanical Turk Workers, which is an Amazon program that is apparently a marketplace for labor. and labor is usually very, very, you know, very cheap because it's a worldwide market, and so many of these people are doing repetitive data entry tasks, and they're getting paid in Amazon store credit, which they can then turn into Bitcoin by using SaveItPurse.com at that 20% premium. So, Sean, you had another question. Go ahead.
Yeah, are they using that in Venezuela?
I don't know. I don't have the statistics as far as which countries are using SaveItPurse.com, so I don't have an answer to that question. That would be a question to maybe send them.
I guess I'm sorry, Daryl W. Curry didn't make it his first presidential candidate. Other than that, I'm pretty much done.
Thanks for the call, Sean. I appreciate it. And we'll continue to update you on the status in Venezuela. I do know the government in Venezuela is not happy about Bitcoin.
Yeah, I imagine they want to continue to you know, mess things up on their own. They don't want some competitive currency coming in there and messing with their, what is it, the real Bolivar?
Bolivar. Bolivar Fuerte.
Okay, yes. But some might say, hey, isn't this awful that Americans are getting discounts on things from Amazon?
People around the world are using SaveItPurse.com.
It's true. But wouldn't you say that the vast majority of purchases likely come from westernized countries like the United States, Canada, you know?
Honestly, I don't know. I'd have to go and look at the list. You can go to SaveItPurse.com. You can click on the Buy Bitcoin list, and it'll show you the different currencies of the world that are being used on the site right now.
I know Amazon doesn't even cover half the countries on the planet because
that's true.
Mostly they're covering they're covering the countries that I can't remember what their criteria is, but they're covering the richest countries, not the poorest. So I would imagine some of these Mechanical Turks are people that make their money by working in countries where, you know, there's a lot of poor people. So
some of these flags, I don't know what they are.
You're right. You're not the one to be looking. You don't know that much about flags.
Yeah. There's some Canadian flags, Japan. There's one here. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's the sum total of your flag knowledge there.
It's a European country because it's in euros.
So isn't it sort of bad or wrong or terrible or whatever, illiberal to have Americans be getting discounts on the backs of all these poor people who are just making Amazon credits and then have to trade the Amazon credits in for Bitcoin and then probably have to trade the Bitcoin in at a loss also after they trade the Amazon credits in at a loss and they trade the Bitcoin in at a loss for their local currency so they can
Bitcoin
buy
to some people at a profit
a little bit of bread, right? I don't know whether you can, and, you know, I couldn't tell you.
Who knows? As far as the question of are they being taken advantage of, well, if you think so, then go ahead and open up a competing company that only gives a 5% discount or something like
that. No, actually hikes the prices on Amazon stuff and see if people want to use Bitcoin to buy that.
Well, that wouldn't work.
Nope,
economically.
It wouldn't.
Look, it sucks to be poor. I mean, there's no doubt that it's a tougher life when you don't have as much at your fingertips as some of us do in richer countries. And whether you're poor in the United States or poor around the world, it's still no fun to be poor, but it's probably less fun to be poor in other places where more people are just more poor.
Right. There's free bathrooms in the United States. I was in Mexico, and poor people couldn't even go use the bathroom there because you had to pay money just to get into the room.
Wow. Well, there's some places like that in the U.S.
I haven't found too many places where you have to pay money to use a bathroom in the United States.
Me neither. I don't...
I know you used to. When I was a kid, there were, like, pay stalls, but...
But, you know, when you're poor, even in the United States, financial services are not particularly available to you. You can't get a loan. It's hard to get credit for anything. If you have a paycheck you want to cash, you go to some sort of check cashing place. If it's not Walmart, they're going to jack you on the check cashing rates. You get jacked on any kind of short-term loans. You get jacked on, you know, everything. These people are paying 30% on some of these title loans or paycheck loans or whatever, and they're getting fleeced all because they've made some mistakes at some point in their life or maybe were born into to the wrong family. You know, it's no fair. It's not fun to be in that position.
It's aesthetically displeasing, but the fact is that people don't run around helping poor people for a variety of reasons. And for one, there's a hell of a lot of poor people to help. So why do you pick one poor person over another? Secondarily, in the United States, poverty is an indication of poor decision-making skills. It's not certainly, you know, the only indication, but it is an indication.
Frequently, people who are earning money are spending that money on things like vices, like alcohol, cigarettes, drugs, prostitution, other things that they could be saving that money for to, you know, do something for themselves or buy a house or buy a car. And so, yeah, people's financial priorities are definitely some of the things that keep them poor. In fact, you could argue that Save It Purse is actually doing people a favor. It's allowing people who are working for Amazon store credit, the company store, if you will.
Yeah, peons. By definition, peons.
They're allowing these people to break free from being forced to buy things at Amazon, basically. Like, okay, you want to get out of Amazon credit? Here's a way out. You can use your Amazon credit to buy things for people and then get Bitcoin and do whatever the heck you want with the Bitcoin, because way more places take Bitcoin than just Amazon. Amazon doesn't take Bitcoin directly. So, you know, they're doing them a favor. And the best thing you can do if you find that to be abusive or whatever is to offer the poor a better option. Limit, you know, create a competitor to SaveItPurse.com that limits the discounts to 5% if you feel like they're getting a raw deal. Of course, then you're competing in a marketplace, and the market will decide what the best prices are.
Yep, it's difficult to say. I can tell you that sometimes discounts at Save It Purse are higher than they are at other times.
Yeah, it depends on how many people are in the market looking to buy or sell Bitcoin.
There's times when we at our house have gotten 45% off of an item,
yep.
And recently we had some stuff up at like 23%.
And it didn't sell.
And it wasn't getting picked up.
So let's continue here. Sarah's on the line in Albuquerque, New Mexico, listening to Kiva. Hello, Sarah.
Yeah, you know, I just want to mention that, you know, lately I've been eating the frozen Walmart meat, like Morales beef tripe. I make stews out of it, but it's got so much chemicals. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about a lot of natural grass-fed meat. A lot of people are going to, like, Whole Foods, Keller's, market, but like you said, you know, when you're poor, you wind up getting poisoned, because if you don't have money, you go to Walmart and you buy the cheap meat.
What chemicals are you talking about in meat? I mean, you know, there's all kinds of rules about what can go into foods and those sorts of things, and none of that stuff should be deadly.
Well, I don't know how it passes, but there's a lot of, why are people buying natural meat then?
Hold that thought, Sarah. Let's talk more about meat. Mark, you know a thing or two about meat. You raise pigs on your farm, and we can get into that here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. You know, I didn't know what tripe was until just a few days ago. I saw a React video where they have the
it's
kids.
It's intestine, right?
It's actually, I believe, the internal of the lining of a stomach.
Okay.
Maybe intestines are included in that. I don't know. It's definitely like cow stomach. And I didn't know what that was until I watched the React video. The kids react to food, which is always fun to watch the reaction stuff. Yeah, exactly. 855, 453.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the